Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Pruitt, P-R-U-E-T-T, 4383, today's 4723. Chief complaint, follow-up of testosterone replacement, number one. Number two, weight loss, number three. Leg pain, number four. Gastroesophageal reflux type symptoms, number five. Tiredness, our patient is a 41-year-old gentleman who has changed occupation. Instead of working as a mechanic, now he's selling heavy equipment. Patient comes in with above-mentioned symptoms going off and on for the past 7 or 8 days period. In the paragraph, he also needs evaluation of his carotid stenosis and his other abnormalities that were found on the ultrasound a year ago period. Medical problems, none. Review of system as above. Surgery, vasectomy, medication. He takes testosterone injection. He gives it to himself. He does 100 milligram every week. It's time to recheck his testosterone and also check his CBC for polycythemia. Allergy, none. Immunization, has not had COVID immunization. Social, doesn't smoke, drinks very little. Lives with his wife, has 3 children. Just changed jobs, family history, high cholesterol, hypertension. No other issues noted. His weight's down to 195 pounds, down 7 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 1681, 140 over 89, which is a little bit elevated today, but overall has been within normal limits. Heart positive, swamp positive, with 2 lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, switch every day, skin shows, or eye shore, mucosal, with an logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, cardiac evaluation, which was done because of testosterone replacement, shows no changes from last year. Number two, liver, shows no evidence of fatty liver. Kidneys appear healthy. Spleen is normal. His bladder and prostate have not changed much since last year. His carotid ultrasound shows minimal calcification. Thyroid shows no nodule in face of testosterone replacement, and there is no increased lymphadenopathy noted, period. In the paragraph, lower, upper and lower extremity, and the pain in them is not related to any vascular issues. Both Doppler and ultrasound of the lower extremities are negative for PVD and or DVT, as well as upper extremities, period. As far as tiredness, we'll check CVC. Next time, we'll check testosterone level. Next time, we'll continue with current meds. Can I call a patient with results next week? Thank you. Next number, previous lymphadenopathy that was noted in his neck has not resolved. Thank you.